I'm bored, and I figured, why not try to ramble about some more crap. It's not really crap. Let's see, what is this even? Transcendentalism. Transcendentalism is a very formal word that describes a very simple idea. People, men and women, equally have knowledge about themselves and the world around them that transcends or goes beyond what they can see, hear, taste, touch, and feel. This knowledge comes through intuition and imagination, not through logic and the senses. People can trust themselves to be their own authority on what is right. A transcendentalist is a person who accepts these ideas not as religious beliefs, but as a way of understanding life, relationships. Oh, yeah. The individuals most closely associated with this new thinking were connected loosely through a group known as the Transcendental Club, which met in Boston, home of George Ripley. Their chief publication was a periodical called The Dial. So they believe that knowledge comes through intuition and imagination, not through logic or the senses. Intuition. Knowledge about themselves and the world around them that transcends, or so. We have knowledge about things that go beyond hear, taste, touch, or feel. And we have this knowledge through imagination and intuition rather than logic or the senses. I mean, that's probably not completely wrong. In the sense that the things we what goes beyond what kind of knowledge about us or the world goes beyond hearing, tasting, touch, or feel, or seeing? Imagination, I guess. Imagining the Big Bang, for example. I think everything comes from concept first, and then we apply logic to it, probably. So some kind of imagination needs to be put in place before we can apply logic to it. For example, with the Big Bang, you have to imagine it first and then see how math adds up to it, I guess. Not even sure that's the leading theory. So yeah, I guess transcendentalism isn't all that crazy. Let's see, what the hell is French philosophy then? Uh That's a giant fucking subject. I'm not gonna go into that. Existentialism, phenomenology, philosophy of science, structuralism, post. So I guess the most relevant ones are probably structuralism and postmodernism in a way. Which I suppose could go into. Not now. What is theater of the absurd then? Also, these are things people suggested me that I look into. Nah. I have absolutely no knowledge of this, but philosophy has never been a thing of mine to look into in a more serious manner, I guess. Just not all that interesting to me, I guess. I have a pretty good understanding of my own life, I guess. And someone joined TeamSpeak. Hey, they left, and I'm just about to wrap up an audio, so hang on. I don't know. That wasn't really all that informative, but I suppose there are people that are going to listen to this, and yeah. Hope you enjoyed a pretty shitty ramble.